Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas has freed 3 hostages in the southern Gaza Strip, and Israel has released 183 Palestinian prisoners in the 4th round of exchanges during the Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and the militant Hamas. One of the hostages is U.S.-Israeli Keith Siegel, who was kidnapped along with his wife. She was released after 51 days in captivity under a temporary truce in November 2023. Hadass Meron watched their friend's release on TV.
We're so... I don't know, excited, elated, relieved, grateful, anything you can say. There's not words that can describe how we feel right now.
Jubilant crowds also greeted Palestinian prisoners who were released by Israel on Saturday as they arrived in Ramallah. Israel and Hamas are set next week to begin negotiating a second phase of the ceasefire.
It's at 7:55. We have a lost aircraft. We're not exactly sure what happened, so we're trying to figure it out.
Audio courtesy of liveatc.net. Friday night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a small medevac plane crashed into a neighborhood shortly after taking off. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance, based in Mexico and licensed to operate in the U.S., said its aircraft crashed with 4 crew members, 1 pediatric medical patient, and the patient's mother on board. State and local officials said late on Friday they could not yet confirm how many people have died. Video taken by witnesses of the crash clearly showed body parts strewn about the streets and inside nearby homes.
We know that there will be loss in this region, and we want to offer our thoughts and our serious prayers for those who are grieving at this moment.
That was Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. The crash comes 2 days after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News. According to its medical staff, on Friday, a hospital in Goma is struggling to cope with the flood of wounded civilians days after Rwandan-backed M23 rebels seized control of the eastern Congolese city. The head of the International Committee of the Red Cross's surgical program in eastern DRC, Emmanuel Kone. Yes, what we can tell you is that for more than a week, we have been facing several cases of mass casualties. We are receiving injured people from all over, and we have treated more than 1,000 wounded at this hospital. Among them, there are women, children, and even pregnant women. Every day, more than 80 people arrive in very difficult conditions.
Dans des situations très difficiles.
According to the DRC's health ministry, there are over 770 bodies in the Goma hospital morgue as of Thursday. Congolese troops and their allies are reportedly holding back the rebels' southward push towards Bukavu, but the humanitarian situation in Goma remains critical. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched a barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine on Saturday, killing 8 people and damaging dozens of residential buildings as well as energy infrastructure across the country. This included a Russian missile that slammed into a residential building in the central city of Poltava, killing 3 people and injuring 10, including a child. The strikes in the morning hours on Saturday followed a Russian missile attack on the southern Black Sea port of Odessa the previous evening, which damaged the city's historic center, as well as drone strikes on the southern Ukrainian city as Zaporizhia. As the war against Russia approaches its 3-year mark this month, Moscow has stepped up its air attacks on Ukraine, sending dozens of drones and almost daily attacks. We say to President Donald Trump that we have taken the first step. Hopefully it can be sustained because we want to sustain it. 6 Americans detained in Venezuela have been released and returned to the United States with Richard Grenell, President Trump's special envoy. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said in a national television broadcast from the Supreme Court. Maduro called for a new beginning in relations with Washington. The 6 men who were not identified were photographed smiling on a plane alongside Grenell, an outspoken Trump ally who serves in a broad role as envoy for special missions. Pakistan's military says 18 troops and 12 separatist rebels have been killed in fighting in northwest Baluchistan province. The military says troops suffered casualties when they engaged the insurgents who erected barricades on a key highway in Kalat, a district in Baluchistan, bordering Afghanistan. The military said troops removed the roadblock following the fighting overnight into Saturday morning. The Baloch National Army separatist group claimed responsibility for the attack. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.